Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Late Night Girls, another episode of Tuesday, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Thank you so much for tuning in. I miss you. We both missed you from last time. Listen, Jen is joining us in just a second, but listen, oh my gosh, it's been such a crazy but fun week. I've had an amazing weekend, and listen, I'm hoping that you had one, too. Jen and I got to spend the weekend together, and we'll talk about that in just a minute, okay? It was awesome. So really hoping that you have a great story to tell, and hopefully your Tuesday has been fantastic and the rest of yours as well. Jen, you there, baby?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah! I was just telling you, we had a fantabulous weekend, right?
Oh, absolutely. It was the best weekend ever. Well, not the best weekend, but it was wonderful.
So, yeah, we hung out on the beach and stuff. We ate at, like, our favorite restaurant, Rubamba. Oh, my gosh, 20 High Street.
Oh, yeah.
Hello. Shout out to them. They ain't even paying us to, you know, rep them or nothing. But I'm telling you, that place is thebomb.com, especially if you love arepas. Shrimp arepas.
Oh, you said it really
good.
Very good.
Yeah, I really know how to say it. You know, I just be slacking, you know. I'd be like, arepa.
No, you say it pretty good.
Yeah, I know how to say it. You know, I know. Mm-hmm. But, girl, let me tell you, you wouldn't even know the story about this whole, you know, I'm always doing, like, last-minute updates on my laptop, y'all, like, right before the show. And I still didn't get it. If I didn't call into the show, like, right now, we wouldn't have been on the air.
Oh, yikes.
Wait, and my laptop is still restarting right now and doing the whole, like, software update. I'm like, why? And I thought, like, I was like, okay, I did it, like, 45 minutes before the show started thinking, like, I would have time. No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Thank God I have backup. Let me tell you. Always got to have backup, people. See, you never know when stuff is going to happen. You got to have
That's
a backup
right.
plan. For anything
Absolutely.
In life, right? You know, this
Absolutely.
Is a lesson, people. Take this. Take heed to what we are telling you tonight. We've got some wisdom for you.
Absolutely. As always.
As always, my darlings. We got a great show. Great topic, I think, on tonight. We're going to be talking about not black enough. Perception versus reality. And we'll get to that in just a few. But think about that, people. Not black enough. We want to have some people call in as well in a few when we get to our topic and things. Y'all. So we've got some interesting things coming up for this weekend, Jen. We are on a roll over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We are. We'll be in Jersey at Jersey's Got Fitness event for anybody out there in the Jersey area. You have got to come hang out with us. Meet us. Talk to us. Live and in person, because we want to talk to you. We want to see you. Like, seriously, get your tickets for this event. Jersey's Got Fitness, and I'm about to tell you in, like, 2 seconds exactly where and how you can get these tickets free. I just had it somewhere. It's going to be cool. I don't even remember what part of Jersey, but we're going to be hosting the event. And, I mean, it's going to be fitness demonstrations. There will be raffles. You can win raffles to, like, these Miss Fit Sexy, what is she, I think it's Miss Fit Sexy Fitness dance instructor. She has her own, like, dance school or something. Okay, here we go. Jersey's Got Fitness. This is going to be in Mount Laurel, New Jersey, from 6 to 10. It is going to be the biggest fitness show of the summer. Hello. It says fitness demonstrations, 30-plus vendors, a fitness fashion show, a fitness fashion show. Dance, fitness performances include Zumba, house party, fitness, ooh, and what? Bali trim? What is Bali trim? See, I need to learn some new stuff.
Bali trim?
No, it's just Bali trim. B-O-L-L-Y trim. Bali trim, and it's all one word. Yeah.
That's
look, there's a calendar model search. Jen, you might get audition for that one. Models on the Yeah, hello. You look like a fitness chick.
You're so kind.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously, listen. If you want to get tickets, it's only $25 general admission, and there is some VIP seating available. I'm telling you, look, call sexymisfit.com. That's the website, sexymisfit.com. The number is 856-780-2900. Again, that's sexymisfit.com, 856-780-2900. Do not miss Jersey's Got Fitness. This is going to be the bomb. Plus, we're hosting it. We're going to keep it live and popping and everything. It's going to be very entertaining. It's going to be really nice. So you better come out and see us. Like, that's all I'm saying.
Absolutely.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, we would love to see you guys there. Let us know you heard it on the show and you're there. And, you know, I want you guys to know, like, this is a fitness thing, and I know it's like the end of the summer, but it's just not too late. Like, I know everyone set up goals for, like, oh, before the summer, I'm going to get my body in shape and do this. We may have started, we may have stopped, even if you never started. It's not too late. The year's not even over. Why not
get
for the winter or for the fall? Just, like, get started
again. That's
what
I'm saying. I want to stay in shape. So
absolutely. Stay in shape. Don't
be like, oh.
Right? Keep it going. Don't just do it for the summer. Absolutely.
Yeah,
and then
absolutely.
Let's get started. Come down on this weekend, on Saturday, and just see what it is and get motivated. And once you start working out, it's like a totally different attitude comes over you. You become more positive. You're more energized. And who doesn't want to be more positive, more happy, and energized?
I know, right?
Come down and check it out.
I agree. So we're going to see you there, right? Okay, right.
I hope so.
We've got a lot of things going on, too. So next weekend, we're actually going to be doing the second annual Bad Girls Conference. Please check that out. Go to badgirlsconference2015.eventbrite.com. That's badgirlsconference2015.eventbrite.com. Get your tickets. They're just $20. If you're fancy, you can upgrade to get your VIP ticket. Would love to see you there as well. You don't want to miss out on this women's empowerment event. It's very inspirational, empowering, uplifting to all women of all ages. There's going to be food, there's going to be raffles, there's going to be vendors, and some phenomenal all-around speakers. So don't miss it. Yeah, I'm excited. Jen, oh my gosh.
I'm excited about that too, yeah.
I'm through the roof because there's like a lot of great things that are happening, and I'm ready. I'm ready for the fresh new start. I'm looking forward to the fall. I don't care if it snows or not. I'm looking forward to the fall. And I am actually on this, like, I'm so glad that we're actually hosting this fitness event because I am on such a, like, a health kick right now. And, it's more than just, like, a resolution. I'm doing it way before the new year. So it's not that. I really want to get myself together. Like, I really want to be in better shape just for myself, especially when I see these older women that are, like, toned and everything. Like, they're in their 40s and 50s looking way better than me right now. I'm like, oh, my God, inspiration. So we can't let them beat us. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, my God. I still thought that I was going to be able to get this. What is going on in the world today? let me tell you, I've been so out of touch, like, with stuff that's going on.
Me too. I've just been busy with, like, life and changes. Like, I've been embracing these new changes that's coming into my life right now, and I've just been out of the loop on everything else. Like, I don't know what's going on. Or... Yes, we both are, which is great.
Yeah, we're both moving forward and moving on to bigger and better things, which is definitely important.
Right.
It's all about self-elevation, people. You know, you cannot remain stagnant. We've said this a couple times.
Exactly.
And we need to be in it. So if you're still in the same place that you were last year, then something's wrong. You know, you have to make some type of progress. I don't care what it is. Some type of progress.
Right.
You're not, again.
I agree.
What you're doing. And
see what you need to do to get there, because that's important.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
Some people are afraid of change, because I know I used to be. Like, once things are, like, easy and settled, I, like, stay there, you know, because I'm comfortable. And it's so uncomfortable for me to change or that and uproot everything and move or whatever. But sometimes when you let go and you accept the change, you'll see that it's actually put in place there for you for something better. So if you want something better, then, you know, change. If you're not happy,
like that.
Change.
That's right. So true. You know, everybody's going through something right now. And you know what? No matter what you're going through, just remain positive. If you're a spiritual person, pray, meditate, do what you do that's going to put yourself in a different state of mind. You know, it's not too late to start, you know, right now. Whatever it is that you might be going through, it's not too late to fix it, to change it. It's never, ever, ever too late. Continue moving forward. Don't give up. And with that being said, we're going to be back. We're going to play, which is a great song, especially with everything that we're talking about. Erica Campbell's Help. It's an inspirational song. And I think that everybody needs a little help these days, especially this week, this month, for a lot of people that I know. So we'll be right back with Erica
Campbell's
Help.
All right.
Well, I need you daily. Can't lie, say the pain don't faze me. My God, who gon' help these babies? My.
I've been in the fire so long, I can't get burned no more. I thought you was putting out the flame, but it was rain from the storm. Thoughts over my head, making me stress all day long. They won't let me rest, hands on my chest. I ain't that strong. I need a lifeline right now. 911 won't do. My back gets the wall now. Done all that I could do. I prayed every prayer, went to every service like I know how. Just a ship without a sail. I'm lost without your help. I need help. Oh, Lord, I need your help. Help. Ooh, oh,
Lord, I need your help.
Said I do, but to tell the truth, sometimes I don't. But it ain't about my will, it's all about what you want. Your family used to be first, things getting worse in my home. My brother is hurt, we need a word, it's too far gone. I need a lifeline right now, 911 won't do. My back against the wall now, done all that I could do. I prayed every prayer, went to every service like I know how. Just a ship without a sail, I'm lost without your
help now, see, I feel left out, I can't tell my right from my left now, but my mama's crying cause my daddy's dying, he got pains all in his chest now, my daughter's having these nightmares, I might be wrong but I'm right here, yeah, I'm trying to hold on when my hands hurt, or the ropes out, cause when life fights, it don't fight fair, so I'm leaning all on these ropes now, and I got hope, but it's slow now, so I'm leaning all on these ropes now, like never leave me, won't forsake me, if you don't help me, I don't make it.
All right, that was Erica Campbell's Help. Lord, we need your help. I think everybody needs a little help every now and then. If you're just now tuning in, this is the Late Night Girl, and we're about to get into our topic for tonight because we got a lot to talk about.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You got a lot to talk about. We're talking about not black enough. Perception versus reality. We're going to need some callers on this one, y'all.
Interesting.
Callers, 323-792-2900. If you can relate, if you've got anything to add to this, please do. When does perception turn into stereotype? Ever been told you're not black enough for any other race by your own people or others? I think some of us can relate. And we put those quotations around black enough because, you know, everybody ain't black. You know, Jen ain't black. I'm black. I'm half black. So really fit this into your own race, whatever race you are. But this did stem from a conversation that I was having with a friend, which I thought was pretty interesting. And then I had the conference with my mom, and I was telling her about it, and I was like, not black enough. That's it. That's the problem. I ain't black enough, apparently. And we were talking about, you know, I was saying, like, to this guy, he happens to be white, and we were having this conversation, and he was talking about how he likes black girls, and I was joking. I was totally joking, and I was just like, you know, we should just date. Like, what are you waiting for? Why aren't we dating? And I was just playing and whatever, because we're silly like that, and we just say whatever. And he's like, because you're not black enough. And I was like, excuse you? Like, you know, I got all defensive, like, hold up. So he was like, here's the thing. He was just like, when white guys want a black girl, mostly, not everybody, but mostly he's like, we want the black experience. Like, you're not black enough. We want the black African girl.
Oh, my
girl,
goodness.
Like. I was just like, what? Hold up. I was like, are you serious? I was like, so this is why they don't even look my way? Hello? I was like, I'm black enough. I was feeling this within my own self. Like, I'm not dark skin. I would see a lot of dark skin black girls with white men. And I was just like, why don't I even get one to look my way sometimes? I just thought it was really strange. And I was like, you confirmed it for me. I'm not black enough for you. So
that's so
crazy. I was like, I feel like that's racist. And he's white, but he's like a darker black girl. I'm too light skinned. I don't give them the full effect. They really want, like, they feel like they need a dark African girl or something. And I was just like, that's crazy. Like, and he was like, even as far as saying Shaquana and him, Shaniqua. I was like, what? That's so stereotypical.
Oh, my goodness.
A black girl. What?
Wow. What a blow.
White, whatever. No, I'm too white for them. I was like, wow. What do you think about that? I don't know. I thought it was crazy.
Girl, that's insane. Yeah, it sounds like stereotypes. So what is he saying? He wants a dark-skinned girl and as far as the way you act, you want someone like ghetto or something? Like, is that
what
he calls the black experience?
You gotta be a little rough, a little ghetto, a little hood, you know? I was like, what? Like,
wow.
Other than that, I don't fit the stereotypical black girl, you know, for him. And I was like, okay, that's interesting. Yeah.
I don't even know what to say about that, but that's wrong. That's just wrong.
I thought it was. I was like, here I am because I'm not black enough. I am considered black, African American, at least half. I'm multiracial. And so I was just like, dang, I ain't black enough.
he could have.
In black girls. Like,
No, this is how white guys understand everything. But I feel like he's just coming off wrong. Like, he could just simply say, you're not my personality type, you know, or anything like that, because who's to say, all right, he likes stars, he's attracted to darker skinned women and certain personality, but that doesn't mean you're not black enough, because that's not going into the stereotype. Like, a black girl has to be dark skin and with the name Shaquana or whatever and shaking their head and being ghetto or something like that. Like, really? That's how you see black people? That sounds so racist.
Exactly. And that's like if somebody told you that you weren't Dominican enough for them.
Well,
you know,
I already know this story. That already happened to me. I actually was dating this guy. I'm Hispanic. I'm Dominican. And I was dating this guy that he's not even Dominican. He's Caragua. And when we first met, I thought he was Dominican because the way he spoke Spanish, he spoke it with a Dominican accent. And when I told him I was Dominican, he was, like, excited about that. He was like, oh, you know, like, the typical Dominican. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And at the end, he kept saying that. And at the end, I finally said, look, you're way too Dominican. You're more Dominican than me. And I can't deal with this no more. Because he kept telling me, you're not Dominican enough. And I'm like,
oh, wow.
Well, what's the stereotypical Dominican? He wanted someone a little bit louder, I guess speak more Spanish or something. I really have no idea. And I'm like, well,
oh my God.
this is a little too much. He was living in Washington Heights, which over here in New York is like Little Dominican Republic. And he was like speaking the Dominican slang. And I'm like, dude, you're not even Dominican to tell me. I'm not.
Right? You're not Dominican
enough. I can't do this. Yeah, that's what he told me. I'm not Dominican enough. I'm like, oh, okay.
It's funny how people do that, and they put you in these categories, and they definitely do expect us to act one way based on our race. And in today's society, you would think that things have changed a little bit. But again, with, like, racism and all this stuff, I still feel like history is definitely repeating itself, even with the cases, you know, of, like, the cops, you know, wrongfully killing black men today. I mean, I feel like everything is just repeating itself as far as history goes. Like, they think we're back in the slavery time, and people just, their mentality has not changed. Maybe slightly shifted, but majorly on a larger scale, no, it hasn't. A lot of people still think small-minded, and it's really unfortunate. You know, so we've learned that I'm not black enough, you're not Dominican enough. and honestly, I don't even look at my race like that. I'm just like, whatever. I never even think about it. I'm like, whatever. I'm both black and Iranian. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
You know,
and
it's so weird.
Somebody
I
else
see...
brings it up.
Mm-hmm.
No, go ahead.
No, but I see it the same way. Like, I've heard this all my life, basically, that I'm not Dominican enough and, you know, I'm not American enough. I feel like I'm mixed race. I'm really not. But, you know, like, being born and raised here, I have a certain way that I do things. And then being, you know, of Dominican background, there's other things that I do. So Americans never really, I think I said this before, Americans never really accepted me as an American because I have an accent and I'm really Dominican and whatever. The Dominicans never really accepted me because I was born here and I guess I don't know the struggles of DR or whatever. I don't know, you know, but I'm stuck in the middle. But I learned a long time ago, probably when I was like late teens, I was like, you know, I don't care. I'm not trying to fit into anything. I'm just going to be me. And that's all we have to do is just be whoever you are. Don't try to be more something than the other. Because I found myself doing that. Maybe I should be more Spanish, okay? Maybe I should speak more Spanish. Maybe I should listen to more Spanish music or something like that.
Wow.
But then
in
the end, I was like, no.
And then you don't like or enjoy in the first place. Like, just forcing yourself to fit what other people want you to be.
Yeah, and I was like, and it's not that I don't like it. I do listen to it. I do speak the language and everything like that, but not, I guess, to the extent that other people want me to do it. Like, who is anyone to tell you how you're supposed to act or you're supposed to be? Be whoever you are, whoever you're happy with. Like you said, it's small-minded people. But that's just crazy, don't you think? Like, this day and age, 2015, there's still people using stereotypes to describe certain races.
Girl, ain't nothing changed. Ain't nothing changed. Oh, ain't nothing changed. It's crazy, though. No, seriously. And then, but, like, then I think back to, like, you know, when I was in school and stuff, how I was told, like, I was, like, a white girl and all this other stuff. I'm like, now you got a white man telling me I ain't black enough. I was like, wow, ain't that crazy? Like, I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Well, you should have told him, you're not white enough. You don't do this. You don't do that. Like, just make a stereotype.
You know, I actually could tell him that. I actually could.
you know, most people would be like, he ain't a typical white boy.
I mean, I met him, and I could agree.
Exactly.
Like, how would he feel if someone were to tell him that, you know? But
right.
Two wrongs don't make
like
a right. And basically, you know, you accepted it. Right.
Wait, let's see. Looks like we have a caller. We'll take a caller really quickly. Hold on. Let's
see. Okay, great. Another one they call.
Oh, darn.
You can lose that.
Oh, wait. Oh, I'm so slow. I'm clicking on the wrong button.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for calling in. Who do we have on the line?
Hello, this is LaQuanda. How you doing? How y'all doing, girl?
We're
hey, LaQuanda. Thanks for calling.
Yes, I love y'all show. It's so fabulous. Now, about
you.
This subject, yes. You know what? Now, you're right. White men just love me. And you know why? Because my skin, you know, it's just like cream butter. And they just, they say, I'm just like chocolate pudding.
Oh,
and
nice.
Yeah, they love me. So you're right. They like the way I talk. They say I'm a southern girl. So they just love chocolate pudding. And I'm chocolate. And they're loving it. So you're right. This is a great topic. And, you know, they say they like the way we southern women just, we love to walk like we walk. We all proper and prim, and they love it.
Well, I'm glad you're getting the other side, girl, because I sure can't. So I'm a little bit jealous.
Well, no, girl. Well, you know I'm not that chocolate, but I'm chocolate enough. And yeah, and I'm just like butter to them. And they love it. Yes,
well,
yes,
that's great.
But they say they like a little brown too, you know. And
yeah,
then,
I think it's just more the color that I think it's just darker skin though. Brown or dark black, don't matter. But you cannot be high yellow like myself. And it's very rare that I've seen that actually. So it's all good though.
No,
you know,
I've seen
hate.
It a lot.
I one lady that I who came to present for this workshop at Yale, and she was about my complexion, and she was actually married to a white guy. She was.
No, I mean,
but I don't know. I don't see it that often, but she was. So I was like, okay, so there's still hope. Not that I care who I marry, it really doesn't matter.
Is that what you're looking for?
But I'm just saying though. I just thought it was a little unfair though. When you said that, I was like,
I don't
like,
think
what?
They were thinking like that. I mean, I dated white guys. I'm sure you dated white guys, and we're not chocolate.
True. Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Look at time flies. We've only got a minute left.
Oh, no.
Thank you so much for calling into the show, my lady. Thank you.
Thank you.
Listen. All right.
Have a good night.
Okay. So that was great. Yeah, thanks. We got somebody to call in about it. Okay. She's dark skinned. She's getting it. Yeah. Okay. Well, listen,
and
folks,
she's happy, so that's great.
Exactly. So, you know, just based on my top, honestly, just don't let anybody, you know, persuade you to be different. You know, based on your skin color, no matter what race you are, doesn't matter. Just be you. Just be nice to people. Be good. Have high standards. You know, and just follow your heart. It doesn't matter who you're with. It really, really doesn't. I mean, I don't want to sound corny and mushy, but oh, time is flying. Listen, if nobody told you that they loved you on today, we love you right here on the Late Night Girls.
Yes,
and more importantly, God does, too.
God does.
Thank you for tuning in. Tonight's topic was not black enough, perception versus reality. If you're just tuning in, if you missed it, go back and listen to the archive episodes. Listen on Mondays at 2 o'clock Eastern.
Make sure
that you tune into our
the
sister
truth.
Show.
The truth is.
Okay? Okay. All right. Peace out. We got to go. Listen, wish us the best for our fitness weekend. Make sure you come to Jersey,
oh, yeah.
All right? Peace, caller. Bye.
See you then. Bye, guys.